This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You know, it wasn't my intention to actually leave the spikes in, or the claps.
I was wondering.
And stuff.
The last time.
Last time. But they're there.
You had a week, though, so I didn't want to.
I always have weeks.
True.
They just don't stop coming.
True. Welcome back, listeners. We already started, but this is shame on me.
No, we haven't started at all.
Oh, well, now we started.
There's one thing that the episode always starts with.
Oh, right.
Would you like to do it this time?
No, I wouldn't.
I think that means you want to do it. Okay, let's switch roles.
Okay. We are shameful.
That was pretty good.
Was that good?
Yeah.
We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we could be.
I believe it
should be.
Should be. Yeah. Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Janet.
And boy.
Wow.
We're here.
What a start.
Again.
Chaos.
Yeah.
That was really chaotic.
You had said something to me recently off air.
Yes.
That I would like to repeat.
Where we're recording today.
We're in your childhood home.
We're in my childhood home. We're recording in a special location.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
Janet's childhood bedroom.
Yeah, we're in my childhood bedroom.
And boy, not what I expected.
Horses everywhere.
Horses everywhere?
When
horses,
I was younger.
Dolphins. It's an interesting lime green color, really just stands out, punches you in the face.
Super bright yellow room at one point in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like gross yellow.
I had a jungle room.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Technically, the only jungle part of it was the wallpaper, and the wallpaper was only like the little like strip of wallpaper.
The strip, yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. It must have been a 90s thing because I had the same.
Yeah, must have been. But it was, wow, this is really taking me back.
Wow.
But the colors of the walls was like orange, but my mom like did it like kind of textured.
Oh, cute. Okay.
Kind of thing.
Like a lime wash style when you crisscross the brush?
No, I don't think so. I think it was spongy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Spongy. Yeah.
She used to have a decorating company called Fotastic Arts where she would do like a lot of like lime washing or like marbling kind of stuff.
That's very cute.
Yep. But when we moved into that house, the room that I moved into had like sports wallpaper
at the top.
And I was really sad to let it go.
Really?
Or that it had to go.
It had to go.
I think it had to go.
Okay.
I don't think I had a choice in what the new room would look like.
But they were not going to keep the old room.
No.
So you could have put sports wallpaper in the new room.
Yeah, I got like tigers and
it's
stuff.
So much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the center strip of wallpaper.
Yeah.
And it was horses.
Horses.
And the bottom half of the wall was that like disgusting mustard yellow. Like really gross yellow. Like not a nice pale
like
pastel.
French's or Dijon?
Like French's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then the top half of the wall was white with
like your vitamin water.
Yeah, even brighter than that, though.
Wow.
More like this bag, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And the top half of the wall was white with sponged colors on it that
Hell
I did
yeah.
myself.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then Jeremy's room had, I think it was like a jungly theme.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of, maybe maybe more like frogs, amphibians. Yeah. It had the center strip.
Rainforest Cafe vibes.
Yes. Yeah. Totally Rainforest Cafe vibes. Yes. And I think he had like blue and green. I can't remember on his walls.
You know, hashtag Boys Club.
Yeah.
Boys Club. Woo. Boys Club.
And I had pictures of puppies all over my walls.
Great taste.
Yeah.
Horses, puppies. Horses are just big puppies.
True.
That could kill you.
True. But I mean, puppies, a puppy could kill you.
Depends on the puppy.
Depends on the puppy.
Nala here?
No. Nala's, she doesn't have a dinner.
No. I would love to know what's going on in her little mind. We could
post a picture of her on Instagram. You should take one of your view right now. Yeah. And then my childhood bedroom was up here. I can give you a tour after this if you want. Well, it does not look the same. So. Mm?
You have a heart out, so.
Yeah, we'll see how long it takes us to record this.
Okay.
And then I moved downstairs.
Oh.
And then we painted
it. What was your experience downstairs? Because my experience downstairs was cold and damp.
It's definitely cold, but I love sleeping in the cold.
Oh.
And it's the kind of... Actually, the bathroom and the bedroom downstairs are... If you close the door when the heat is on in the house, they turn into saunas. That's
super hot.
So I couldn't, in the winter, I had to leave the doors open because it would get way too hot in the bedroom.
Oh, okay. In the bedroom. I was like, it'd be weird to keep the door to the bathroom closed all the time.
Yeah, I know. And it's nice when you get out of the shower and it's warm in there.
Exactly.
I had a space heater in there, though, for the rest of the time, really. Even the summer, it's quite frosty down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how my mom does it. She keeps her house incredibly cold. Well, she doesn't have AC. It's cold in here.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It never heats up unless she I don't understand.
But it's even kind in of the magic. Winter, it's chilly?
In the winter, it's nice when the heat's on.
Oh, okay.
But like in the summer, she has this magic talent of keeping the house cool.
Yeah.
When it's like 30 degrees outside. I don't get it.
Shade, shadows.
Yeah, I guess so.
Who knows? What way are we facing here?
We must be facing...
Is that east?
Yes. That's west. So we're facing east pretty directly.
What about the bedrooms over here? Do they get hot in the summer?
They have blackout blinds. They get, I guess warmer, but still not crazy.
Wow.
But that's where my bedroom was in that corner.
Okay. Is it still yellow?
No. No longer yellow. It's a guest bedroom now.
With your strip of wallpaper, did you like pick at it?
I don't think so.
Not at all?
I don't think so.
The restraint. That's incredible.
You picked at yours?
Oh, have to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then it was always like on the other side of my bed where you couldn't really see it.
Right.
But then you move the bed and it's like, oh,
there's just a big...
some wallpaper. You see all the scraps of it on the floor. And I think like it's important to allow children to pick the wallpaper.
Yeah.
But I also get why you don't want the kids to pick the wallpaper because it's not like you can just
No, you can't just put it back. Yeah. I think if it's like behind the bed, that's one thing.
I just touched my eye. So now I'm going to get an allergic reaction.
Because you're allergic to dog hair.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of dog hair in this house.
Nice.
Yeah, sorry. I forgot about that.
Welcome to the final episode.
I did kind of forget you were allergic and more just thought you didn't like it.
Didn't like dog hair?
Yeah.
I don't like dog hair more than I'm allergic to it.
Okay. Well.
Being allergic to it is kind of a nice out.
That's fair. For me. If you get sniffly, we can go sit outside.
Thanks, man. We just might
be sitting in the sun.
That's really nice of you to offer.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. Considering... kind of doing you a huge favor.
This is closer to your house than my house is.
That's true. I got to leave.
It's a good 10 minutes closer.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was going to say I got to leave like 15 minutes later, but I probably left at the same time that I would have normally left.
Yeah.
I just got to be not 15 minutes late.
You were closer to being on time.
Yeah.
I have no judgment.
I was a little surprised that I was off time.
Only by like 5 minutes, maybe 10.
Yeah.
It was totally fine.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I saw 11:01 on my car clock, and I was like, I must almost be there because I don't think I actually left that late.
Yeah.
I feel like I have so many things that I want to talk about.
Oh my goodness. Are like, they things you can't talk about on the podcast though?
No.
Oh.
They're just so many things.
That's good.
I've got 6 truths or lies.
Holy shit.
I don't know if I'll do them all.
I really struggled to come up with any at all.
Do you want to use some of mine?
Yeah, maybe. I have just some facts to share. Or I did,
oh, really?
But I think I forgot to write them down.
Some facts?
Just some things that like wouldn't make good truths or lies, but are just true about my life right now.
Okay.
But I don't know if I remember what they are.
Hey, that's usually why we write them down.
Yeah, it is. Do you want to start with your 6? Or
no, why don't you go first?
Okay.
Oh, wait, you remember them?
Well, I have 3 actual truths and lies.
Now I'm confused.
Well, and then I had some additional things to tell you.
Okay.
But I don't know if I remember those things. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I've got 3. I don't know how good they are, but anyways.
Leave a comment rating Janet's truths and lies this week.
Leave a comment saying absolutely anything.
Leave
at
a
all.
Comment, please.
Yeah, just any comment. I was worried about you this week.
Nah.
That's number one.
I don't think you were worried about me. I think you were worried about people being worried about me.
Okay. I'm getting closer to being ready to send you my book.
This should have happened months ago.
Well, that's the second
one.
What
do you mean closer? Okay, well, sorry.
I had a few clothing items on my list to buy, and I went to the store, and I bought only those clothing items and nothing else.
This truth or lie? Not your best.
No, it's really not. I was really
scraping
which
the bottle.
Which I think says a lot about my week. And how I feel about my week in general.
Well, I'm a little confused because I didn't have a lot of stuff going on this week.
And you have a lot of truths and lies.
6 truths and lies. And I want to add like 2 more.
I think I'm feeling disconnected.
From me?
No.
Oh, okay.
From my life.
Well.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah, I know.
Grow up.
Okay. First one. What do you think?
That was...
I'm worried about you. I was worried about you this week.
You know what? I think it's a lie.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I think I've been through enough. That you're like, this is it.
Have faith in your resilience.
I can fucking endure. What screenshot did I take from my co-star this week?
On Wednesday, your boss and your coworker came into my office.
Yeah.
And Christina was like, maybe like send James a text. He's having a bad day. Or not bad day. I don't know what she said. She's something about like he needs you to check in on him. Yeah. And in my head, I was like, there was a split second of like, oh, do I need to be worried about him? And then I was like, nah, I think he's just it's just part of the process. And I think Christina worries about you more than you worry about yourself, potentially. Or like
I talked to her about it the day after or whatever. I was like, I hear you're worried. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I just want you to know that like people care about you. And honestly, it was very nice.
Yeah, that was definitely the vibe she was giving me. Was not a, he needs to, she was like, I'm trying to get him well. But it felt like not in a don't be sad kind of way.
Yeah.
More in a like, I want him to be okay because I care about him kind of way. Which is nice, I think, ultimately.
Yeah, and when I'm in the... It was like I was in a dark place because I was fucking sick and just in a generally dark place.
Yes.
But I don't necessarily reach out to people and be like, I feel bad.
Right.
Because I don't know what the because is. It's usually because they don't really know how to deal with it.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
And that's related to one of my truths and lies.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
The other thing I'll add with that is that when I texted you, I felt like I had to text you about something else, which ended up working well because I had to text you about something else because it felt, I don't know, it felt weird if I would just text you out of the blue and been like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Because that's not really something we do. No. I don't think that would be a bad thing.
No.
It just, in my head, I think I was getting my head a little bit about it.
There's something about being asked how I'm doing that makes me want to cut out my heart.
Yeah, for sure. I also don't know if I would have framed it that way.
Incredibly gruesome.
I don't know how I actually framed it at the end of the day.
I think you just said that. Didn't you say how you were doing? I don't think so, because I was like, did Christina tell you I'm doing bad?
Yeah, that's right. And I was going to keep it for a truth or a lie. And then I was like, well, I guess I got to tell you.
My co-star said yesterday, remember that you always persevere.
Oh.
And you know what?
Okay.
It's not wrong. Your next one was not the you went to a store.
Oh, I texted about you about the yoga class. Oh, and then I said she might be worried about you. Okay. I'm getting ready to send you my book.
Oh, I can't believe that it would be anything but true. Like, what? You're getting farther away from sending me your book? Well, I didn't realize that we actually hit a peak of you getting close to sending me your book before your wedding and that we've actually been moving farther away from it.
Yeah, that's exactly
so it's what's like
happened.
We're at the perihelion or the I don't know which one is the furthest one away, but I'm hoping we're at the furthest one away and we're moving closer to you sending me your book.
Yeah, that's pretty much where we're at. Okay. I decided I need to rewrite a couple chapters and it's really not, I'm having a really hard time locking in. That's also part of what I'm feeling about this week.
Why don't you just grow up?
I know. I'm like, I had a whole day yesterday. I could have written for like 5 hours if I'd wanted to.
Wow.
And it was just really hard for me to
get in the flow. Can you write for 5 hours at a time?
I could probably do a solid like 3 to 4 if I get in like a good flow state.
Wow.
Yeah, but it just was not happening.
Happens.
I think I need to like put my phone in a different room. I'm getting really... my distraction levels.
Why don't you ask yourself why you go to your phone instead of just having to get rid of your phone? Why don't you try doing it drunk?
I do like to drink while I write. I do love to drink while I write. Don't worry. No, I was not drinking at 1 p.m. yesterday, but when I was trying to.
You're allowed to.
I know. I just wasn't. But yeah.
Little baby. Just a little baby.
I know, Ella.
Does she like to cuddle with your mom or is she like a solo?
She's more solo. My mom also never sits down. I don't know if she ever sits down.
Wow.
So she does not use this furniture. She sometimes reads in that chair. But I think Nala might cuddle with
her. So she does sit down sometimes.
Like very infrequently.
Looks like a good chair to sit down in.
But Nala does follow her around all the time. She's obsessed with my mom.
She should be.
Yeah. She saved her. Brought her off the streets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
There's a power imbalance.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. So, oh, yeah. My mom has the power in that relationship for sure.
I hope she uses it wisely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, last one. The shopping one.
False.
It's true.
I'm so glad.
Oh, my God.
Tell
you're
me
so
why
bored
I should
right
care
now.
About this.
I'm just proud of myself. I have no money. I'm really poor right now.
Okay.
And I love to go shopping.
Okay.
And when I go shopping, I really love to buy stuff. Hey. And I was like, I need a pair of jeans. I actually do need a pair of jeans.
American
Eagle? One pair of jeans.
Mm? American Eagle?
I normally order my jeans online from American Eagle, but they don't have them in stock right now. So I had to go somewhere else, which was a risky move.
Whoa.
Okay. So I went to Marshall's, which is my favorite store. And I was like, this is dangerous. And I said, okay, I can buy a pair of jeans and I can buy a maximum of 2 tops that I can wear to work. And that's okay. What I did.
Hell yeah.
One of them is like really not a top I would normally wear, but I'm trying to explore my style more.
What are we talking about here?
It's like a polo shirt style.
Oh, okay.
But it's like cropped. Okay. And it's brown. And I don't even think I've ever owned a brown item of clothing.
Can't say that anymore.
Yeah. So, and it's brown. Got little stripies on it.
Like
so.
Poop brown?
Kind of like poop brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got stripies?
It's got like yellow and gray stripies
How
on it.
How cropped is it?
Like I can wear it to work. Like right it sits at here. The top. Yeah. It's right under the boobs. It sits at the top of my jeans.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good cropped length.
I think that's, was so it we'll on see. Sale?
Was it on sale? I don't think so, but it was only like
It spoke
bucks.
To you.
Yeah. I was like, okay, we're going to try. Okay. I don't like a lot of the clothes I have.
What a beautiful thing to do during your liminal space time.
Yeah.
Than to branch out.
Totally.
Try something new.
It's true.
You don't like a lot of the clothes that you have?
Yeah. Like a lot of my, like I have a lot of like work blouses and I'm like, I'm just not this person, but I wear them.
I don't think I see you wear blouses.
Yeah.
I feel see like you I've like been only moving wear away. Shirts.
Yeah, I've been moving away from it. Okay. I feel like when we started working together, I was. You know, like the flowery blouses I was wearing all the time?
Nope.
Okay.
But I really remember you wearing your B shirt.
My B.
Like maybe 4 out of 5 days of the week.
Yeah, possibly.
You and Heidi looked identical to you this week.
Oh, did she?
Had a claw clip in.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing like a big knitted wool sweater, like your pink one.
Yeah.
But it was blue.
Yep.
And just like a graphic tee underneath.
Similar style.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I think Heidi is as wholesome as she looks, though.
Yeah.
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 That's the vibe I get.
Yeah.
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 And we heard a lot about her shopping for glasses this week. That was a big thing for her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, let's get her on the podcast. She could tell everybody.
Yeah. She would love to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was big for me to stay. I mean, I still am like poor, so I probably shouldn't have bought anything, but I only bought the things I set out to buy.
I have been divorced from a budget since like May.
Yeah, I don't follow one, but I need to.
I've been spending a lot of money.
Have you?
But it's also been like, well, this is money that I'm going to have to spend anyway. So it's nice that it's just passing by.
True.
But I think at some point I need to start saving money again.
Yeah.
And that's more difficult to do without a budget.
Man, saving money sucks. I hate saving money.
Yeah.
I want to just spend it.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of in the same place.
You spent a lot of money recently.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
It wasn't my money, but.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I actually take it back. Didn't do shit.
I probably spent some of my own money, but.
Nala, you're just striking poses. I don't think it, what I did I get 1 or 2 right?
I think you got 2 right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you got the first 2.
Let's see which ones I want to say. Okay, well I'll go in order cuz I won't be able to remember. Okay. I think I figured out my emotions. Okay. I think I've got them down pat. I think I know exactly what I need.
Okay.
I think I know.
You figuring out your emotions.
I think I've got it all figured out.
And knowing what you need are 2 different things. You need to pick a lane.
What do you mean?
Because I don't think you have your emotions figured out. But I think knowing what you need sounds realistic.
I think both of them are the same thing. I think like when I tell people things, I know what I need.
Okay.
And that's.
Okay.
That's me figuring out my emotions.
Okay.
I think I'm actually living my life perfectly.
Okay. Okay.
And I accidentally took someone else's Birkenstocks from physio this week. And I really like, they've called so many people and they don't know whose they are. So now I just have the wrong Birkenstocks.
Huh. Okay. First one. I'm going to say sure.
Sure.
Sure, yeah.
Which one was that? I think I figured the emotions. Out my emotions. Okay.
Second one was, you figured out how to live your life?
I think I'm actually living my life perfectly.
I want to say it's a lie, but that's such a weird thing to say. And I think you're just leaning in. So I'm going to say it's true.
Okay, so two truths.
And honestly, the last one, what the fuck if that's a lie? What kind of lie is that? Is it different shoes, not Birkenstocks?
No, they're the same, like, plastic black Birkenstocks.
No, I mean, maybe someone took different shoes that you were wearing that are not, you know, like, I was wearing Converse and I switched Converse with, that's not, no, I'm going to say
no,
true.
I just took the wrong.
All true.
Okay. Two, there were two truths and one lie.
Okay. I think.
And you've already lost.
I know, but I'm trying to see if I can fix it.
Yeah.
Two truths and one. It's one of the second two is the lie, but okay. I could be wrong.
Okay. First one, I think I figured out my emotions. True.
Nice.
If people would just like laugh a little bit.
Right.
If people could just like make a little jokey joke.
Yeah.
Or, you know, be like a little, make a little joke about like, about themselves.
Yeah.
I think I'd be having a great time.
Okay.
It's, I've had multiple times this week where I'll tell people that I'm like, oh my God, I'm struggling with the things that I got going on. Oh, little puppy. And they'll just fucking ramp into like high alert mode.
Right.
They'll be like, freaking out. God. Yeah. Like I was telling my supervisor as I was sick, I was like, I need to just have a chat. 'Cause I feel like I'm behind on this program. I feel like I'm not doing enough to get people into the program. And she was like, well, what's the lesson here? What's going on? Like, what is the why? And I'm like, that's not what I was kind of looking for.
No.
But you know, great. This is all about you, I guess.
Yeah.
But if all my emotions just turned into a little bit of a bit, I think I'd be having a great time.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So, jokey jokes.
Jokey jokes.
I also told somebody, like, as I was sick and dealing with, like, my back pain and stuff, I told somebody in my life, like, oh, yeah, this is going on. I'm having a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I swear to God. So, when I talk to ChatGPT,
yeah,
I'll say, like, one sentence, and ChatGPT will give me like 100 lines
right
in response.
Right.
That was exactly what happened with this person where they were like, you don't deserve to be in pain. Take whatever drugs or medication that you need, blah, blah, blah.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm like, what the fuck just happened here?
Like, what's going on with you? Now I feel like I need to check in with you.
Yeah,
are
like,
you okay?
If I'm just giving like a thumbs up or like a heart reaction on iMessage,
right,
I'm no
you've
longer
lost,
engaging
you've
with
lost
you.
me. You've lost me.
Thank you for all of the advice that I personally, like, the interesting thing about me talking about the things that I feel to other people,
yeah,
is that it seems like we just jump to the end of the
right,
the conversation,
right,
where I say, oh, I'm doing bad, and then you say, oh, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you don't even fucking know
yeah.
what's going on here.
Yeah.
And me just being able to say what's going on, really like the bulk of
that's most of it.
My emotional yeah. expression that's yeah. required and needed. And then like, yeah, if you can make a joke about it, then perfect. I've now received the message that my emotions actually aren't as scary as I and everybody else.
Okay. I like that.
Takes them to be.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everyone receives support differently, you know?
But sometimes they are scary.
Yeah.
What do you like?
Mm-hmm.
To not feel.
Yeah. It's like answering this question would require me to actually tell people.
Ah,
what I'm
you
feeling.
Don't have it all figured out.
No, certainly not. I need people to ask me. I'm not very good at like telling people.
Okay.
I need people to ask me. And then I'll tell them. And then I don't know what I need from there.
What do you like being asked?
Well, like if someone feels like I'm off, they
okay.
ask me because I'm not going to tell them.
Yeah.
Specifically thinking about Stefan.
I did that recently.
You asked me?
I said, why are you being weird?
that's exactly.
But it turns out I was the one being weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. We are really just mirrors, aren't we?
Hey. That was an interesting thing that we learned, or I learned, that I do not use exclamation marks in the text that I send you.
Never.
Crazy.
I was like pretty certain. I like typed the message and then I scrolled up just like one and I was like, yeah, I was right.
Yeah. Which is really, I think that's a really good sign for you that I do not worry about how you are going to be receiving my messages at
tone
all.
At all.
I'm no not putting tone. Those smiley faces at the end. I'm not saying thanks with an exclamation mark.
Yeah, I don't think I do that with you either. I might throw in an extra exclamation mark every once in a while.
Yeah.
I kind of reflect how people text me. And then I text them back similar way, usually.
Mirror strikes again. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Am I really anyone? At all.
Am I anyone except an amalgamation of everybody I've ever met always?
Exactly.
Great question.
What was your next one?
I forget. I think I'm actually living my life perfectly.
Oh, true or lie?
You said true.
I said true and then I said it's 50-50 and if it's lie or not.
Okay, right. It is true.
Okay.
Do you know why it's true?
Why?
Because I drank one beer one night this week,
yeah,
and got pretty buzzed.
Oh, that is a good sign.
I think that is pretty impressive.
What is that like?
The amount of darkness that I go through on a daily fucking basis
for you to just not be in the bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
And I can get drunk off of one beer.
Oh man, there's so many benefits to that.
Financially,
making you feel better about yourself.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, when you're 18, not so much, but...
You can keep going if you want. I'm interested if you got
really
more.
Those are the two I was thinking
okay,
of.
Yeah. No, I was like, I'm really... I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. 'Cause getting a little buzzed feels good.
It does feel good.
And especially when you're like not feeling good, it's really easy to go to that and be like, well, I'll just have a little...
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll enjoy things a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I haven't been doing that, I'm impressed.
That's it. That is impressive.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you. See?
Yeah.
Your resilience.
Well, it does come back to karma.
Okay.
And boy, oh boy, I think I'm really ruled by karma.
Mm-hmm.
Every action has some kind of reaction or it has some kind of consequence or result.
Yeah.
And as much as I would love to just be like, fuck it, I'll just have a nicer evening, get a little buzzed,
yeah,
and not have all these things flowing through my mind all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't help.
No.
And unfortunately, I'm aware of that.
Yeah. I like to think that I don't drink as a coping skill.
Yeah.
I drink because it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's good.
Drinking is fun.
I think that's a good place to be.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say that I've never drank as a coping skill, but I don't think it's like a regular thing at all for me.
I don't know if I've ever drank as a coping skill.
There's maybe been like a night, maybe two. You know, it just doesn't happen very often.
Wow, that sounds like you've got a problem.
I have been getting
I can't believe you've been so honest with me.
I have been getting a lot of reels not a lot, but every once in a while I'm like watching some reels and an ad pops up and it's like, so you don't want to quit drinking but you think you should cut down. And it's like it's some kind of app or something that's like, you don't need to stop but you think maybe you're doing it too much. And I just scroll on by.
Yeah, I don't know, like if you're having fun while you're drinking.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. When would you consider it a problem for you?
I don't think it's a problem. Some days when I'm hungover, I'm like, this is a little bit too impacting.
Yeah.
Then maybe it's a problem.
Yeah.
But I really, it was worse when I was younger, when I like would cancel things because I was too hungover.
Oh, okay.
Like that's kind of not cool.
My parents would always be like, if you play with the boys, you got to work with the boys.
That's kind of my mom's philosophy was too. But even as I got a bit older, like over 18, where she couldn't really make me do things anymore.
Yeah.
There was one time I worked at the farmer's market for a summer.
Uh-huh.
And it's open Thursday to Sunday. So I'm going to be hungover.
Yeah.
And I didn't really drink during university, like during the year, because it was kind of a lame campus. So when I came home, I really let loose.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like a thing at a friend's, like it was like an all day thing. So I was so hungover and it was like 6 a.m. and I had to go to work. What?
I like had to exit. Oh, that's why I turned away, because I was letting out like a big exhale. Oh, okay. And I didn't want to just exhale directly into okay. the mic. Okay. But I was like, what did I do that for? I didn't burp. What?
And I had to get my mom to drive me because I was pretty sure I was still drunk. And then I was at work, and then I went and vomited in the bathroom. And I was like, I cannot be here anymore. But I couldn't call my mom because she was going to be like, no, fuck you. Like, you did this to yourself. You knew you had work. So I called Sydney, and her and her mom came and picked me
That's
up.
That's nice. That's yeah. nice.
And my boss gave me tea because she thought I was cute. Like sick. And I felt a little guilty about it. But I think I'm good at lying.
Do you ever wonder if that's where our discomfort with taking sick days comes from? Where it's like, I've definitely lied about being
Maybe.
Sick before to get out of like
right.
taking a responsibility for some right. bad decisions that I've done. And I'm just always worried that people are going to be like, are you right. actually sick?
Yeah, maybe. I could see that.
Did I tell you, like I had a sore throat last week, right?
Yeah.
And I took 3 2-hour naps
yeah.
the first day.
You did? That's crazy.
And I don't think I really slept much the second day.
Okay.
But I like didn't do any work either of those 2 days.
That's pretty
even
good.
Though I was feeling like I should do
right.
some work. And then I was back at work the day after.
Wow.
And I don't know if I was still contagious or not, but I think resting actually helps.
I think resting is literally the cure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were energetic when I saw you. Now, could it have been a front?
It
for
was
sure.
nice to see
you. Yeah, it was nice to see you. It was good to see you were alive, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because the darkness.
The darkness.
The
exactly.
darkness. The darkness.
Exactly.
But it was crazy. During those 2 days at home, I was like, you know, my shoulder started hurting again.
Mm-hmm.
My back was not feeling better. I also had like some muscle pain in my hip
yeah.
that was actually like making it difficult to walk. And I was like, this is awful. Am I just going to be like bedridden for
right.
the rest of my life?
Yeah. What do you,
and
do
it's
you,
not even really helping.
What do you need?
New bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would yeah, be great.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I saw Sydney yesterday. It's one of my favorite things about being in Lakeview is like when I walk around with the dogs, I saw two people. I saw Emily and Sydney at my
That's
walk.
Nice.
It was nice. And she was driving. She pulled over and we chatted for a minute. And she said something about how like, because she's off work now because her body hates being pregnant. Mm. It can't handle it. So she feels horrible and can't walk and needs to just go to physio and work out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So she's off. And she gets value from productivity. That's how she assigns herself.
What day is she born?
Hmm?
What day is she born?
She's the 24th of February. She's a Taurus.
No, she's not.
24th.
Yeah, of February?
Or Pisces. Sorry, okay, Pisces. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm a Taurus. She's
yeah.
a Pisces.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets value from productivity. That's how she assigns her self-value.
Do you know what time she was born?
No.
Can you text her?
Yeah.
No,
she's working
internet.
On it. But anyways, she was like, yeah, I'm still at the point where like I'm not well enough that I can like do all the things around the house that I want to do to make use of this time that I'm off. She's like, I'm struggling like with that. And I was like, man, you should talk to James.
No,
I was like,
she
he texted me,
me
this week and said, do you ever feel bad when you're sick? Like being like getting restless and feeling guilty. And I was like, no. I was like, but you should talk to Sydney.
Yo, you did say that.
Yeah, I did say that. Yeah. And then she brought it up and I was like, oh man, look at this.
Yeah.
And I told her, no, I just hate myself for how much I love being lazy.
Oh man, I wish I could be like that. And I don't know if I would actually call it being lazy.
Yeah, it's a whole thing that I've got going on in my brain.
But yeah, like these 2 days that I was sick, I was like, I don't enjoy resting because I'm not enjoying doing nothing.
Right.
I all of this comfort and enjoyment that I get usually comes from doing something.
Yeah.
And especially like, okay, well, I got to sleep or I got to read or I just have to like watch TV to pass the time. I'm not enjoying that.
Yeah.
I'm not content in my life enough to just be like, wow, I'm happy that I don't have to be doing anything to get myself more happy.
Yeah.
But like that's a huge realization to be like, there's nothing right. in my life that is really like giving me comfort or yeah. making me feel comfortable
right.
at this point.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Well, it's something. It's something.
Yeah, awareness is like 90% of the mm-hmm. problem, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Maybe not 90, but it's up there.
100?
Yeah, maybe
please? Just 100. Please?
Please? Sure.
Please?
Okay.
There's something that came to my mind as we were talking, and now it is completely gone. Too bad. I stole someone's shoes.
Someone stole your shoes.
Someone stole my shoes.
Fuck, I was trying to think of the other version.
Someone stole my shoes.
That's why I was thinking
shoes.
It wasn't Birks. It must have been a different pair
and
of shoes.
And it was like one size fuck. Too big. Holy fuck, was I was so annoyed.
Yeah, I should have known.
And it was really, my mind was like, fuck, now I got to go buy some new Birkenstocks.
Right.
Or maybe I'll just live with these Birkenstocks that are one size too big
yeah.
and I'm adjusting the holes and seeing what is like most comfortable. And it just, oh man, wearing shoes that are a size too big feels so disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like
to
that.
Me. It is
also just someone else's shoes. Didn't that feel disgusting?
No.
Okay.
No. It was only the size that was really getting to me.
Fair.
But my physio kept was like calling a couple people before I left.
Yeah.
And they weren't, it wasn't their shoes.
Right.
And I was like, if it wasn't those two people's shoes, then maybe like.
Right. Cause they're like, oh, these people had appointments around the same time yeah. as you kind of thing.
Yeah. And yeah. If it's not the people that you're calling.
Yeah.
I was really worried that
oh,
they would
no.
like, I didn't think that they had many more options to call.
Right.
And so I was like, somebody took my fucking shoes. They're going to wear how did that happen?
How did they
put on?
They're now a size too small.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How do you not realize that?
Damn.
And if you haven't realized it when you put them on to leave
and or even just start walking to your car.
Exactly. Then are you ever going to notice?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then if
yeah.
some even if the physio calls you, are you going to
oh
be
my
able to
God.
Be like, oh yeah, no, I took the wrong shoes because, or are you just so oblivious?
Oh my goodness.
Awareness is 100% of the issue in this situation.
In this situation.
So I got back to work and I was annoyed.
Yeah.
And this is also, so I got to put into practice my figuring out my emotions.
Okay.
So I got to work and I just, I'm just gonna let out all this anger and annoyance and whatever else I'm feeling about this. Cause it's just gross. I don't want to have to buy a new pair of
right.
Birkenstocks.
They're kind of expensive, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these ones, the plastic ones are cheaper.
Right.
Which is nice.
Yes.
I really like that.
Yeah.
So I was just like kind of stomping around the room, screaming a little bit. I was like throwing my chair into desks and drawers, and like throwing my back pillow around, and it was really nice.
Yeah.
You know, I think if someone came into the room,
yeah, I was wondering
that wasn't
that.
Already in there, they'd be like, whoa,
right.
this is not okay.
Right.
But it is okay. What am I doing? I'm not. What,
who was in there with you?
It was just Victoria.
Oh, okay.
The most dangerous thing I did was push a chair into a drawer and it made a big clanging sound?
No, it's fine.
I do that all the time just with my own body.
Yeah. So true.
So that was nice to do that.
Wow.
And then, okay, this is when I was doing a tarot pull for you.
Okay.
Because as soon as I was drawing the card,
yeah,
I got a call from my physio. And I was like,
wow.
Perfect. They had to have found.
Why else would they be calling?
Why else would they be calling, right? And that card that I drew was the world. So
okay.
My journey of not knowing where my shoes went was coming to an end.
Right.
Whereas you got the tower again. And boy, oh boy,
nowhere to go but down?
Nowhere to go but up for you. Nowhere to go but down for me.
Why? Why is it different?
Well,
one
the world,
was flipped one
the
way.
World,
oh,
the world,
I see.
The world is
okay.
at the end of the journey.
I see. Okay.
Whereas the tower is like, that is the
I see. Okay.
catabasis of the journey.
I get it.
Yeah.
There's a book by an author that I've read that she just released called, I thought it was Catabasis, but.
Yeah.
I've just been seeing it in bookstores
a lot.
You're
wrong, weren't you?
Okay.
I would like to say it correctly, but I would like the correct version to be catabasis.
I feel like I heard her say that it doesn't matter.
I believe that it doesn't matter.
That
and now I don't
different...
know why we're talking about
it. why are we talking?
If that came from you and you corrected me.
Okay, moving on. I don't know what we're moving on to, but
I remember the thing that I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
Because it reminded me when I was talking about physio. Truth or lie?
Okay.
I'm on my way out of this role.
Oh, this role.
Yeah, I need to get out of it.
I think true.
False.
Oh, really?
Finding
your place?
No. I think there is a very large gift here where I have like a lot of stuff going on, but also not going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, this is the period of my life where I probably need to get my body right.
Yeah.
And devote quite a bit of time to that. And I think this role
allows you to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was even thinking about like rec sports starts again this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got Hannah, and then it's like, okay, if I have an early game at like 6 or 6:30,
right.
then that gets a little bit stressful and overwhelming.
Right. To be able to take Hannah out and do the things.
Yeah. But with this role, like I can basically leave
whenever you want.
By like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
If I need to.
Yeah.
And that gives me a lot of time to do what I need to do for Hannah. It gives me a lot of time to do what I need to do for myself. And it's just a matter of taking those opportunities to do a little exercising when I need to. Because again, my shoulder started acting up again this week, and that was not fun. But I kind of go in like these extremes where like on one side, it's like, just like, don't do anything to make it worse. Just like let your body recover and rest and just don't do anything, because doing something is what, I don't know, got me here.
Yeah.
Or doing something wrong is what got me here.
Right.
But especially with my shoulder, even just like lying down is like, oh, this feels like so achy kind of thing. And then the other side is like, you have to like hold your body in the perfect position, because not holding it in that perfect position is what got you here as well. But I'm finding that like being a little bit active in those moments is pretty helpful.
Probably.
Yeah.
Man, what a journey.
I hate it.
You and Sydney are on very similar journeys right now.
Let's get her on the podcast.
Wow, what a time.
Shame on us for not being productive. Shame on her for not being productive as she grows a child.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. And raises two more, right? Yeah. Man. I also think your team, other than one person telling you you're too sensitive,
I love her the most.
Sorry?
I love Tiffany the most, yeah.
Might be kind of like the perfect team for you right now.
Yeah.
Because they love talking about emotions. Well, they just love talking about anything.
Yeah.
They're down to talk about anything.
Yeah.
And your supervisor is like, whether she helps or doesn't help, she is trying to help. Mm-hmm. And she's also trying to learn how to help you.
Yeah.
It's not like she's like, well, this is what I know to do, so this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
My supervisor would not be able to handle where you're at right now.
No.
She would not. It would not be good for her.
No.
No.
Suburbs can't handle it.
No. She told me this week, we had a supervision, and she said, I had a nightmare last night that you told me I was not supporting you enough and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, Stacey, I do not need you to project your insecurity about how little you know about my job on me right now. I was like, I get it. You are focused on the other teams. Also makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
They have all new staff.
Yeah.
I'm over here.
Yeah.
I'm chilling. I get it.
Good for her for bringing it up.
It was kind of funny. She brought it up. It was not the most direct way she could have brought it up.
Yeah.
She could have just said, I'm worried that I'm not supporting you enough. Instead, she told me a kind of 5-minute story about this dream, about how it ended with me saying that I hated her and she was a bad supervisor. And I was like,
yeah, how do you segue into that?
I was like, okay.
Hey, speaking of that.
It was a whole thing.
I love that. What would you be like as a supervisor?
I don't know.
Do you think you would care about supporting people?
I hope I would care about supporting
people. But in what way?
That's the thing, right? It's like, that's kind of the only place to go.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Unless we start our own thing and become famous.
Yeah.
Oh, podcasting.
Podcasting.
Yeah.
Yep.
I sent the Shame on Me Instagram account a reel that I saw on my account of somebody, I think they were saying, oh, I saved this meme for like 6 months because I had an avoidant boyfriend and I was like saving this meme to send them for when they would be in like the right emotional mood to be able to receive it. Okay. And so I sent it to the Shame on Me account so that I could comment, we need to get you on the podcast.
Oh, I like that.
So I might try to do more just like cold calling through the Instagram account.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I should probably do something, but I don't know if that's my role.
Can you start following random people again?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No big accounts allowed.
Okay. Just people following big accounts.
Yeah.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah. Because the big accounts don't care about us.
The problem is like when you...
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll do it. It's totally fine. I'm just going to complain.
I'm very curious what you were going to say though.
I was just going to say that like when you open an account, it only shows you like 10 of the followers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And often half follow, of them, follow, I'm like, follow, I don't follow, know follow. If they're real.
Oh.
Like if they only have one post, I'm not going to follow them because I don't think they're real.
No.
And that's often like half of the people they show me.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit, which is totally fine.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have something to do these days?
No.
Yeah. What's that like for you?
I have a lot to do and I just don't do any of it.
Okay. Okay. So that actually frames my question a little bit better.
Okay.
Do you feel like anything matters anymore?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes no.
Because everything that happens in my life, I don't know if it really matters.
Especially with work right now.
And
that's like not good.
Makes things very difficult.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, I could either do this or I cannot do this. It doesn't really change.
Yeah.
What actually happens.
Yeah. The thought of doing what I'm doing right now in a year, not super exciting for
me. Nice.
But I don't really have anywhere else to go.
I've got an idea for you.
What's your idea?
You know your friend Sydney?
Yeah. I don't understand. Oh, it's in the works. Well, not really, but it's going to be in the works.
You are really fulfilling the motherhood journey. You're going from your maiden to your mother, and then
where I'm like, maybe I shouldn't talk about it as much because like who knows what'll happen. I've talked to a few people about it, but then I'm like, I don't know if I care that much. Like I feel like a lot of people play it pretty close to the vest when it comes for like trying for babies and stuff.
Yeah,
like, they don't really want to tell people when they start.
Yeah,
but I like logically get it, but I don't get it.
Would you like to knock on wood or should I do it?
I'll do it.
Okay.
No,
I'm
not.
I feel like you just asked the universe like, hey, I don't really understand why people are weird about this.
Oh, can no, but that's what I'm saying. Me? Logically, I know why people are keep it close to the vest.
Well, why?
Well, lots of reasons. They don't want like outside pressure. You don't know how long it's going to take. There's lots of things.
But those things don't actually, like, that doesn't actually mean that you need to stop talking about it.
That's what I think. But I get why for some people it does.
Yeah, because they're bitches.
Yeah, because they're little bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see. A non-gendered way.
Totally.
Unfortunately. Usually only a
anyone could be a bitch.
Anyone could be a bitch. I'm a bitch all the time.
Me too.
I disagree.
I felt kind of murdery this morning. Ooh. I was really tired.
And Nala?
Mm?
You were going to murder Nala?
Mm. No, she wasn't top of my list.
Good.
At one point, Stefan left early this morning, and I was like, if I have to wake up right now, like if I have to get out of bed at the same time as him, I might kill someone.
Oh, yeah.
AKA him. But I didn't. I got to sleep a little. I just slept so poorly. I was so tired.
Nice.
So.
I've had to start meditating as I wake up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I want to die instead.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. I get that big time.
I like, there's just like such a rush of energy over my entire body of like,
of the world.
Yeah. Like, I do not want to wake up. I do not want to be tired. I do not want to go to work. Why can't I just sleep? And then I hate myself.
Yeah. I get all that.
Yeah.
A lot of dread. I feel a lot of dread. That's a big emotion for me when I wake up.
Not to be confused with dread.
No, not to.
No drud when you wake up.
No drud.
No drud.
Drud is nowhere to be found.
That would be nice if I had drud. Not in that way, but okay. I need to bring something up.
Okay.
Off the podcast afterwards. Oh, okay. So let's try to remember that.
People love hearing that when they listen to podcasts. I know it's one of my favorite things.
I'll tell you after.
It's like, I'll tell you who we're talking about after we're done.
It is a piss off, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, I'd rather you just bleep the name.
No, it's about an opinion that I have. And okay. I like, it's dying. Like something has to happen.
Oh.
Like I need this to be seen.
There's a lot of intensity
I just need to be seen.
Face with and this body opinion. Right now.
I don't need to do anything about it.
Okay.
But like, it's eating me up.
Whoa.
And I just need to know if I'm fucking crazy or
okay.
not.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't need to know if I'm fucking crazy because I think I'm right.
Okay.
But I don't like what that means.
Okay. When you leave today, you should look at the flag my mom has.
I was trying to see what it says. What does it say?
It's a nuclear energy flag. And I can't remember what it says, but it's like pro nuclear energy. And my mom designed it herself.
And you can do that?
She had it printed and hung it outside her house.
Wow.
And she gave one to Stefan and she gave one to Jeremy.
And they don't use it.
Well, I was like, she wants you to hang it outside. Like that's. And Stefan was like, I don't know if I want our neighbors knowing anything about me, essentially, was the message.
That he loves his mother-in-law?
Yeah, that he's pro-nuclear energy. But I think he put it in his office.
How long has she been beating the nuclear energy?
For a while.
Yeah?
Yeah. My cousin's like, that's a big part of her job. It's like being pro-nuclear.
Do people get paid to do that? She's a propagandist?
No.
She's an influencer?
She does stuff that promotes other stuff.
Hey. Nice.
I don't really understand anything.
Nice.
It was good, right?
I think that was even worse than talk about this off the podcast.
Yeah. My mom has strong opinions.
Why don't you say your cousin's
energy.
First and last name so that we can just go to the LinkedIn? I don't have internet.
Nah.
I don't have internet.
My mom also, when the Trans Mountain Pipeline got approved,
I did not expect those words to come out of your mouth after the first word was trans.
Oh yeah, no. When
because you're famously a Harry Potter fan.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
She threw a pipeline party and she got two cakes. And you know, like you can get ice cream cakes that are like logs.
Yeah.
So they look pipelines. And then she colored Band-Aids. So they were red because it was the liberals that got it going.
Okay.
And she taped the two
pieces
of ice cream. Okay, or the two ice cream cakes together.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how this is ideologically sound.
She's got a lot going on for her.
Just pro-energy, I guess.
Pro-energy. Yeah, she's pretty against like alternate forms of energy like solar and stuff because it's bullshit, which I agree with. But anyways.
Holy shit. 35 episodes and you're going to get us canceled.
Yeah.
There are purity tests, Janet, and we're going to fail them now.
But I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, the when did flag. This flag get made?
In the last
Why didn't
like,
she
months.
Give you a flag?
Well, she gave Stefan a flag, which is like giving me a flag.
No,
I just
giving
don't...
you a flag is like giving Stefan a flag.
I disengage from any conversation about
energy.
She knows that I'm not the audience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though you think green energy is bullshit.
Kind of.
Wow.
At a large scale, I think it's
wow.
bullshit.
Wow.
Yeah. At a small scale,
so
it's cool.
So far.
True. That's true.
That's all. You got to develop the technology.
True.
So that you figure.
So you don't have to flood towns to make dams.
Don't dam Springbank.
Don't dam Springbank. Springbank.
What a good time. R.I.P. Springbank.
Oh, no. How many photos have you taken of Nala so far?
At least three.
She's pretty cute.
Yep.
Yeah.
That one was just of her paws.
That's cute. She just loved to sleep.
Yeah, I had other... Can I give you one extra truth and lie to finish it off? I had a big old bottle of ketchup expire this week. It was like, there's some at the bottom and it's a big bottle and it expired this week. I don't know if you've ever had that happen.
It's probably true. Is it true?
No. It expired August 25th, 2023. I've been eating it this whole time.
And you're fine.
Like, obviously not consistently, but I've been putting it on like hamburgers and eating it with fries.
Maybe that's what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Maybe you've been slowly poisoning yourself.
Probably.
And when you stop eating ketchup, you'll be happy again.
2 years. It's 2 years expired.
I've definitely eaten expired condiments before.
It definitely doesn't taste normal.
Really?
But it just tastes like it's old.
Really?
Yeah.
And you just kept going.
Again, I'm not eating a lot.
Yeah.
And it's still got a ketchup-y taste. It's still vinegary. But it is 2 years expired.
Did you go to eat it this week and then realize? What was the process of you finding out?
I was like, I finally got to the point where I was like, what is going on here? What
Why
is
does
the,
it taste this way?
Yeah, I had some McDonald's fries and no car ketchup.
Okay.
So I pulled out the bottle. So cute. And yeah, August 25th, 2023.
Wow. So now are you going to buy a new ketchup or are you just going to finish this one?
I did throw this bottle out.
Okay.
Because again, it didn't have a lot left in it. But I'm really interested in how long you can store ketchup or like,
right.
Did it ferment at all? What's the vinegar doing in this situation?
Huh.
Is it still... Like I had no digestive issues any time that I had ketchup.
Right.
So
I'm interested what you're gonna think of the new ketchup when you buy it. You're gonna be like, whoa, this is what it tastes
like. Well, I've had car ketchup before.
True. And but even that, I think that's
it's
probably
a much better
different.
Experience
yeah.
than 2 year expired.
There's a lot ketchup. Playing into that though, right? Just the joy of having car ketchup probably helps it taste
you're
better.
You're right. Having car ketchup, it's just, it's what it's there for.
Oh, man.
What's going on with this rock with a slice in it?
I don't actually know. I don't know what, I think.
Bookends.
Maybe. There's a lot of rocks here. I don't actually know where they're all from.
Have you seen the Anthropology rock?
The Anthropology rock.
There's something going around on the social meds where a woman like unpackages a box from Anthropology and she shows her boyfriend like, look at this rock. It's so cute. It was like half off. It was like normally $300, but it's just $150.
And it's just, is it like a geode or is it just a rock?
No, it's just a rock.
That's so good.
And so it's just gaslighting this one guy about like this really expensive rock.
It's valuable.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's cute.
When I used to have tiny Christmas trees because like when I lived in a small place, I would just get a tiny tree.
Mm-hmm.
you know, like 2 feet high maybe. And Anthropology had cute tiny little Christmas ornaments. Mm-hmm. And I would use them to decorate the tiny tree.
That's nice.
It was really nice.
Okay, last question to end this off.
Okay.
Do you feel like the people that love you the most in your life also get the worst of you?
Oh, for sure.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, for sure.
How does that make you feel?
I mean, not great when it happens.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, but I think it's like part of, it does show that you like implicitly trust that person. That's like kind of why it happens.
Well, I hate it when the worst of me is like, I don't want to be around you
right now.
Because all of my feelings tend to be interpreted as like very personal.
Rather than
like, you know, instead of me being like, oh, I just need a, like a little break. I need to recharge.
Yeah.
I can't just spend all of my time around people and feel like super connected.
Dropping a flyer. We're good.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, oh, I'm just like tired and I need to recharge. I'm like, this person's pissing me off and making me feel this way and blah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's awful.
Okay. Yeah, that's not very fun.
No. I don't think it's fun to be on the receiving end of either.
I would imagine not.
Yeah.
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 Again, that person knows you're going to come back and you know you're going to go back.
Yeah.
But still, that's a journey.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Well, on that note, till next time.
No scaries.
Bye.
Bye.